comes to include. So Chiddush of the Gemara says Lasuya Noshim comes to include Nisha. Look, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says that even though Mikri Megillah is a mitzvah saseshes man groma, it only comes once or twice a year, two times on Purim, and even though it's only the Rabbanan, usually the Rabbanan will misak in Kenya the writer. So really, the Rabbanan should have said a Ma'isha is potter from the mitzvah of Mikri Megillah. Still the chayiv. Why? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Remember Yeshua ben Levi. Noshim chayos Mikri Megillah. Nisha is chayiv in the mitzvah Mikri Megillah. Why? Shafim hoye b'yaseness. Because since they were also in the nest, they were also saved right from Haman, so therefore the Rabbanim were mechayev the most there the Megillah. So that's what the Mishnah says, HaKol Chayevim B'Mikra Megillah. Now when it says, HaKol Chayevim B'Zimun, there was a chayev to bench three together with a Zimun, Lasu Yimai was to come to include, Lasu Yenoshim Le'Avodim, that an Ish and an Ever, they also have a chayev, we'll soon see that's really a chayev, or with them it's just a reshus, they could bench with Zimun. The Tanya will learn like this, Noshim Mizamnus Le'Yatsman, if three ladies eat together, when they bench, if they want to, they're allowed to make zimun. So he speaks so clearly, so he says, not that they're mechuyif to, but just if they want to, they could. And my answer, that place ends off, in the middle of Taisvis here, the fourth, third Taisvis is Muzumenet Liyatzman. Taisvis ends off, V'yazdeh somchu noshim shalonu sheinu mazamnis. That's why my answer, many years noshim do not make zimun himself. Because they have mechuy, but just for shus if they want to, the many years they don't. But Nikodin, if they want to, they could, Noshim, three Noshim could bench by themselves, and Viavodim, Nevet Kenanim also, Mizam Liyatzman. But not together, you can't mix together ladies and men. If you have two men and one lady, they'll not make a Vitsiria for Zimun. You have to have only either three ladies, or three Avodim, or three men. Yeah. Now, it says also, Lashon HaKol, Mitzparach, from the everybody's Mitzparach for Zimun. Here, Lasui, my words come to include. You have a cotton that knows how to bench and knows who he's benching, he could be included in the Pasha of the Zimun. Hagemor says, the Yomar Rav Nachman, that your day of Lumim Avorchin, somebody knows who he's benching to, is Mizaman Allah, he could be in the Pasha of Zimun, he could be Mizar to Zimun. So Tay speaks out, the Yomar Nami Bricha, even though the Yomar Bricha says, we don't paskin, that all the law is only Rav Nachman, but Tay says, the Maisa, this we don't hold like. We don't hold that we're mistar for kotel lezimun. Nice, we only bench mezumun if we have three men that ate together. But we're not mistar for kotel. So again, the halacha before is also the shalosh noshim and shalosh avodim. If they want to, they could bench. But the ma'aseh our minig is that Tosfos said, "Azeh samchu noshim shlonu shei mezamnis." The ma'aseh when three noshim eat together, usually they do not bench mezumun. Reinach nami. If they eat by the table, and by the table you have three men that ate together, and they have a chiyuv zimun. So Avada, since you have Zimun Machmas the men, Avada the Noshim should listen along, and the Noshim should bench along with the Zimun. Also be Mekayim this Inyan. So as we're just saying again, you can't put together Noshim and Avodim, Noshim and men. If you only have two men and one lady, that's not Mekayim with the bench with Zimun. But once you have three men, you have a Chiyuv, the Noshim should listen along. The other way, let's say you have three ladies eating together and one man. So again, our minig is not to bench Mezimun because of the ladies, and therefore they just bench separately, they do not bench Mezimun together. Alright, we'll stop here. And last more was that it says, HaKol Chayovim B'Mikru Megillah, and it says, HaKol Ksherim Likru Sessa Megillah. So the question was, Lasu Yemai, the topic more of Yimel Aleph, what does that Mishnah come to include? So where it says, Lasu Yenoshim, teaches the Noshim also there in the Mechiev, to hear the Megillah. Rashi says, Lo suya noshim, even ladies, shechayoves the mikro Megillah, also in the chiyuv to hear the Megillah. Uksheris the kvoisin, o lohitzis chorim yidei chavosim. Rashi learns the more pshutoi, that the mechuyiv to hear the mikro Megillah, and no one then they could even lame the Megillah, and they could be yaitse men also. Taiz brings down the famous Bahag Shita Hills. Not like that, the Bahag said that noshim are mechuyiv to hear the Megillah, but they could not lame to be mitzi. Noshim. To be might say Anoshim. Vice says that Anoshim have a Chiyav Kriya, and by ladies is only a Chiyav Shemiya, therefore they can be not Mioitza the men. That's a Machlekes Rashi and the Bag, if an Isha can lay in the Megillah to be Yoitza men or not. The Mora says, this Chiddush here is, or could Rabbi Shubban Levi, look at Rabbi Shubban Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shubban Levi says, Noshim Chayov is a Mikra Megillah. That Noshim Amachui, even the Mikra of Mikra Megillah, even though it's only Midrabbonim, And even though the Rabbanon usually are Masakin Kain the Raisa, therefore since it's a mitzvah sheish as man groma, it only comes on Purim, so really there should be potter from the mitzvah. But here there's a new svara, Shafen Hoye Biyasanes, they were also in the nest, but they were also supposed to be killed out through Haman, and Hashem saved the ladies also, therefore that's a svara when Rabbanon were Masakin to have a Mikra Megillah, they're Machayiv even Noshim also to hear the Megillah, since they also took place in the nest. Another Mishnah says, HaKol Chayovim LeZimun. Everybody is Mechuyiv in Zimun. When you eat three people together, they have to bench VeZimun. So, Lasu Yamai, what does that Mishnah come to include? Lasu Yamai. So, Mora says, Lasu Yanoshim VeYavodim. That if three ladies eat together, they have a right, if they wanted to bench BeMezumin. The same thing, if three Avodim bench together, eat together, they could bench Mezumin. Titani will learn like this. Noshim mizamnos liyatzmon, viyavodim mizamnos liyatzmon, but not together. You can't have two ladies and one eved, or two avodim, one lady. You have to have either three ladies to mechayiv in zimun, or else three avodim. Or then, if you have three men, there's also chiyiv zimun. But if you have only two men and one lady, it's not mechayiv in zimun. But that's the chiddush here. The noshim, if they want to, they could be mizamin. However, Tosfos speaks out that with seimech. That noshim shlono ain mezamnis. We do not make zimun, and it's only a reshus here, it's not really a choiv, and therefore the ikas zimun is only by men and not by ladies. But avade, if they're sitting by the same table, and when the men bench for zimun, there are three men eating together and they bench together, so avade, if there's some ladies there, they should also answer along and bench for zimun also. The mikra din are also in the pasha of zimun. Now the Gemara says, Hakol mitzaref from the zimun. Another Mishnah says also that everybody's mitzaref to the zimun. You can make up, be part of the three people to make zimun. What does that come to include? Lasu yemai. Someone says lasu yekotan headel mimavarchin. If you have a kotan, he knows who he's benching to. He's like a gil chinuch. He could also be part of the zimun. The Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says headel mimavarchin. Someone who knows who we're benching to is mizamnin alav. He could be part of the zimun. However, the Maaseh Torah speaks out that we're not knowing like this. That what if for zimun also, we're only knowing if you have three gedolim. If you have a katan, even though it's your gedolim, mimavarchin, we're not knowing like this. We're knowing that he's not mitzaref for zimun. You have to have three gedolim. Only have two of these, two gedolim and one katan, even though it's your gedolim, mimavarchin, we are not mezamin. Now, there's a commission that says hakil metam beziva. Everybody has two mezivah, I mean the zav comes out of your body, you become tamei. Sumor says, lasu yamai, what does it come to include? Lasu yatinik ben yoma, even a boy, one day old, if zav comes out of his body, also he's tamei. Even though shech was there, he doesn't have. But zav comes out from eva meis, zav comes out by itself, and even by a tinik yoma, a baby one day old, could have this tum zav. The tanya belong like this, ish. The Torah says the word ish in the parsha of Tum Azav. So the question is, ma tam lo ish, what does the Pesach say the word ish? Ma tam lo ish ish, a double lashon ish ish, is le rabbois tinuk ben yom echod, shematama beziva, divu Reb Yudah. These are the words of Reb Yudah, that even though the kid is only one day old, le mais if zav comes out of his body, he'll be tummy. Reb Yishmael v'noi, she Reb Yechman and Baruch Omer, he says, and it's sorry, I don't need a special pasuk to be marba tinnik. However, you wait, the pasuk says, v'hazav ezoivoy, la'zokho v'l'nekeva. The zav comes out, flows out of the body, whether you're zokho or nekeva, you're tamei. Sidashin, la'zokho koshu zokho. Ben koten ben godol. L'nekeva, when the pasuk says nekeva, it also means koshi nekeva. Anybody that's a girl, that's a lady. Ben katana ben godoylo. As he holds in these words of, la zocher b'lanekeva, it comes to mind by any type of a zocher, even though it's only one day old. From this pasuk of la zocher b'lanekeva, we know even though they're one day old, even though it's a katan or katan, also he has two mezav. If so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, imkei matam leim ish ish, how can the person talk to you and says it's lashon of ish ish? So the answer is divrei Torah k'lashon b'nei yodim. The Torah talks to Lashem b'nei yodim, that's the way Lashem b'nei yodim means, but sometimes that's urcha de kot talk about ish ish. Yeshua says ish ish ki yeh zav mitzaroi. Now next halacha it says, hakil mitamim b'tamim eis. Anybody, if you touch a mace, you become tamei. So what does it include? Kol mitamei mitamei mace. So what it says, lasuya, my words come to include, lasuya cotton, even a cotton, if a cotton touches a mace, he also becomes tamei. So what's the chiddush? Because otherwise, salka daita chamina, I would have thought to say, ish asher yitamei, v'lo yitzchatei. The person becomes tamei, and he doesn't become tohor. So I would have thought to say ish, and the pasuk says ish, only a godol becomes tamei if he touches a mace. A cotton loy, but maybe a cotton not. A cotton does not become tamei. Kamash melon, pasuk says no. We all have nefashos. Asher ho yisham, mashme any nefashos. Mash meloshin rabim. Even a cotton, he's also in the pasuk of tamei mace. If he touches a mace, he'll become tamei. So Mar says, if so, Eli Ish Lemutimai, how can the pasuk says Isha Shayitame? What is the other word Ishwar? So Mar says, Lemute Kotimi Chorus. Comes to teach us that a cotton is not Chayv Chorus. Rashi says, Haikro Benichnas Tomil Migdash Ksiv. If a person has touched a mace, and then he goes into the base of Migdash. Or Machayv Le Chorus, and a Godel, if he's Tomi, goes into the base of Migdash, he's Chayv Chorus. Olach Ksiv, therefore it says the word Ish, Lemute Kotim. The lav baronchin, or cotton is not baronchin. But he himself does become tamei. The food that he eats, like a godol. His only meat is a crow, that for oinchin, he's not mechuyiv in oinchin. He will also, of course, treat the cotton not mechuyiv in oinchin. The kubi does only be the yodam, be the shemayim. We don't know what the gedorim are, the chlapayim by chorus. Maybe here, kamashpon here, the hero and all over could be that a cotton is not the chlal, the chiyiv chorus. That was the Mishnah Negoyim that says, HaKoyol Metamim B'Negoyim. Everybody can have Tumas Negoyim. If a naked comes on your body, you become Tamei. Lasu Yamai, what does it come to include? Again, Lasu Yakotin comes to include even if a Kotin has a naked on his body, then he becomes Tamei. Because otherwise, Sa'akwa Da'ata Chaminach, I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, Is Tzaru Aksiv. When an Ish becomes a Mitzaras, or a Nega, so I would have thought to say ish in only if a godel, a man, because gets a nega, is tamei. But cotton loy, cotton's not tamei. Kamash melon, yes. That even a cotton is also tamei. For the Gemara of Yema, why don't I say Ochinam? It's like the true. Why don't I say like this? And maybe only a godel has tumas negoyim, not a cotton. So Gemara says no. Adam kiya bior besaroi mikomakom. It's adam kiya bior besaroi mashem mikomakom. Any type of a person has tumas negoyim on him. So Mar says, if so, v'yel ish lomeli, so why is the pasuk say ish then? Why is it ish tsuruah, if it's lav dask and ish, even a cotton also, so why does the pasuk say the word ish? So Mar says, we need that like the tanya, like we learned. Ish, the pasuk says the word ish. So ain't liyel ish, I only think an ish would have tumas negoyim. Isha minayin, I don't know, even an ish also has tumas negoyim. Kishuam, when the pasuk says, v'yad tsuruah, harei kan shnayim, that's mashma too. Rashi says, V'yat tzeruah mashma tzeruah achrin, another type of a mitzeras. Not only an ish. That's the rav that says isha comes to include the isha. So the chur again, and came of so, matam alamish. So why does the person say the word ish? Once we're saying that even an ish also has tumas negoyim, and even a cotton, so back to the question again, why does the person say the word ishua? So Mor says, yes, it's le'inyin shomata. To come and teach us, the next halacha is only applied to an ish and not to an isha. That means ish pareya. When you become a mitzaras, a nega, a man has to be pareya, means he has to rip his clothing. Upurim, he has to let his hair grow. V'ye isha paras upuremis, but isha does not have to. Rashi says, and came, lomunam ish linish lamata, tamash mishlo isha v'lava tam yutam akoyi. The etzim tumah applies to an isha also. Because these mitzvahs are priya and prima, that only applies to a ish and not to an isha. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakol royim es negoyim." Everybody could see a nega. Everybody's kosher to see a nega. And it says two lashon. It says, "Hakol royim es negoyim." It says, "Hakol sherim es negoyim." Is lasu yamai? What does it come to include? Someone says lasu comes to include shene boki bim uvishmosayim. Even though the person is not a bok, he doesn't know clearly halachas of hilchos negoyim, and he doesn't even know the bok in the names of the negoyim, still, he could see the nega. So much question, why? I have all my mind with the Gemara and Shavuos that says, Ein boki b'hem u'vishmaseyem, ein a royas negoyim. That if a person is not a boki, and he doesn't know the halachas, he doesn't know the names of the goyim, he should not be the one to see the nega to see if it's tummy or not. Sarkamir was saying the rabbis, even a nena boki, he could also see the goyim to paskin the person is tummy or not. So Mura says, Omaravina lakash de zostiva. There are two different types of people. Hode misavri lei visava. One person is, even though he's not a boki himself, but he understands very well, and he could ask a shayla. And once you explain it to him, he'll understand it very well. That means the misav relay misav. You explain him the reason, he'll understand it. Or the type that with the seven more in shruis, that's no good. But they were talking about the misav relay relay savor. Even if you explain it to him, he doesn't understand it well. For such a person, he should not see negoyim. Rashi says, Hakol royim v'kok shem lirus chodu. It's like one mishnah. For loy gabi doni tani, wasn't learned one next to another. But it means the same thing. Everybody's cautious to see the nega. I will learn not like that. So the answer is the mistav v'lei v'sover hilchos negoyim shein aboki is v'hoylech tam echochim yisroel v'roi imoi v'yoyim aloi em atomei. If a kohen is not a boki, goes with the yisroel that is a boki, and yisroel tells him, listen, it's tomei nevuah mitor vuah mit shatumah v'tayr v'tluyim v'maimah kohen v'chetam zaskanim. So the kitzur, if you have a kohen, even he himself doesn't know the halacha, but he understands what you tell him, so he could be the one to pass that his tamei, kalava alava or yisrael that's a chokham that knows the halacha, and he'll explain it to him, and he'll understand it. That's the case. That's our ribui. He could also be roya the negoyim. Now the word says another mission. It says hakil kshirim lekadish. Everybody is caused to lekadish. Lekadish means the efra, the poraduma. If you burn the poraduma, then you have to take the ashes and pour it into a kli that has mayim chaim in it. That's called yimekadish it. So everybody can do this kiddush. As lasuyim mayim was come to include. So Mar says the Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, it's lasuyim cotton. Even a cotton can make this a kiddush. Rashi says lekadish means la'aruf mayim chaim b'efrachatis. Now, to my end, Rabbanu Rabbi Yudu Hashem, the first of Sakh Yuma, the more in Yuma explains the Dashim from Sukkim. But if you do all this Lasuyi cotton, a cotton can make the Kiddush. If Rabbanu and Lasuyi Isha, Rabbanu knows no, a cotton not, but an Isha can make the Kiddush. The Tzran would learn like this. Ha'akil, Ksherim, Lakadish, everybody's kosher to make the Kiddush, to put the Yefer of the Paraduma into the Mayim Chayim. Chutz, Micher, Shaiti, V'kotin. A cotton is possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir b'Kotin. Yehuda doesn't know a Kotin is kosher. Or Paisa b'Isha Madrugnus. We hold an Isha and Madrugnus, they're possible. So the Tanakhama holds a Kotin is possible, but an Isha is kosher. And Yehuda holds the opposite way. And the Gemara then you must turn the Dashim from Sukkim. Why Yehuda holds a Kotin is kosher, and the Rabbanan holds an Isha is kosher. Then it says another Mishnah Poris Hakil Ksherim Lahazis. Everybody's cautious to make the azor, mean to sprinkle the mechates upon a person's tummy mace. So lasuya may want to come to include lasuya oral, even though the person is an oral, meaning he does not have a bris milah. From Rashi says it means shemeis ochiv machmas milah. Not that the person's a rosha, but his brother died because of milah, and therefore it's a kohanus afoshes, he does not have a bris milah. So he's still an oral though. So chiddush is he could make the azor onto somebody else's tummy. Okay, Reb Loza, the Yom Reb Loza says, Oral, she's Azosik Sheru, that the evidence of an Oral makes Azor, it's like a kosher. Rashi says, she's a Mechatas Latomi, Azosik Sheru. Now, time in the first, we could be Yavomis, the Gemara explains in Yavomis. Mita Davi at Tfu Yom, it's the same Malacha like a Tfu Yom, Sheposu B'Truma, even though a Tfu Yom is possible, if he takes Truma, he makes a Tomei, he's possible the Truma, but the kosher of a Paradum is kosher. So you're also an oral is kosher to make that zor for a person that's tummy. Can make the zor of the mechatis onto a person that's tummy. Then the Mishnah says in chulin that hakel shecht, everybody can make a shrita. So again, lasu yamai wasn't come to include. Zemora says, it really says it twice over there. Zemora says, chode one is lasu yakusi. Even a kusi, if it makes a shrita, is kosher. Even though kusi are gerim. But the pshat is this man the Yom holds that the Geri Yem is saying the Abulacha like a regular Yisrael, and therefore that Shrit is kosher, because the Goy Shrit is possible. For Chad, and when the second time it says that Kol Shechtim is Lasuya Yisrael Muma, the Yisrael that's a Muma still is called the Yisrael and can make a Shrita.
I think that's machlokes exactly what type of a mumr he is. Certain times we say mumr dov rechod is mumr lechol tarakula. Certain times then have a lechol like a guy. But here it means as a regular you saw mumr papa lechol tarakula. Therefore, it's too kosher to make the shechita. Now a mishnah sugnas that says hakol malin leretz Yisrael. Everybody has the right to say they want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Here it's a shal about ish vishtoi, about chiyuv ksuba. If the man wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and the wife does not want to, and they give a get because of that. So the one that wants to go up has the upper hand. So as lacha hakol malin, everybody has the right to say he wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Is la suye mai? What does it come to include? Gemara says la suye avodim. It comes to include an eved.